21-year-old Shamim Priti, not her real name, has taken shelter in this Kampala safe space for the past 3 years. She says her mother kicked her out of her home when Shamim was 16 and called the police because she is transgender.
When they took me to the police, my mother was there waiting for me. They really mistreated me. There was an officer who was very homophobic. He got a hold of me and beat me up. He called in the media and in front of the press they took my clothes off.
LGBT support group Icebreakers Uganda set up the safe house in 2012, just 1 year before lawmakers voted to increase the punishment for homosexuality from life in prison to death. Under Western pressure, Uganda in 2014 overturned the Anti-Homosexuality Act, but gay sex remains illegal and members of the LGBT community are routinely harassed and shunned in a country where many revile homosexuality.
Evicting you, you don't have anywhere to go. You don't have money for rent. You don't have what. So we offer space here, usually for 1 month, so that you go back on your feet as you look for money to go and rent somewhere else.
Earlier this month, Uganda's ethics minister announced the bill would be reintroduced, raising fears of renewed attacks on the gay community.
Already, you know, most people do not have homes, they do not have education, they are not employed, they are homeless. So when something like this comes, it threatens even the little safety that they had.
A Ugandan government spokesman denied any plan to reintroduce what some call the Kill the Gays Bill. Even so, the LGBT community sees an ominous sign in the arrest of 16 gay activists last week who simply possessed condoms and anti-HIV medicines.
You're out and then you're thinking, yeah, I'm letting loose. Before you know it, you'll want to dance in a certain kind of way. And then, boom, you're thinking, oh wait, you have to control yourself. You do not know who's watching. Or who will get offended by the way you're really having a good time or whatever. So it's, you have to be on the cautious side all the time.
For now, Uganda's LGBT support groups are offering training on what to do in case of arrest and providing a place to hide from persecution. Halima Athmani for VA News, Kampala.